Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This? On Willie and Tausch.
Let the record show, I don't like being irritated. It just happened to be irritated today. So, if that's the case, thanks to Wilson Contreras, then so be it. Let's take a look at what some of the players involved had to say last night. Brandon Woodruff doesn't want to comment when he was asked after the game about the being thrown behind situation, but a little bit of a comment here.
I think everybody can kind of read the situation of the game, and I guess you know, kind of form your own opinion, but it's over and done with. We got a long season, and we got to play these guys a bunch more times. So I guess I'll just let you form your own opinion about it, you know, for what it was. I don't have much to say about it. It's over, it's done with.
I like his voice, by the way. He's got a great, I love it.
Sounds like he's got allergies.
Didn't have a lot to say, but also had a little bit to say there. What'd you make of what Brandon Woodruff had to say, Tausch?
I think my understanding was he's going to drill somebody the next time they play the Cubs. Then he's pitching. That's how I read that. That's what I hope happens. I hope it's safe. But I would guess Contreras gets drilled next time the Cubs play the Brewers.
And that's and Woodruff stupid. Pitching. Stupid!
It
Why
is,
do we
it,
do
these
this?
These are the rules. We don't make them up. They make them up.
And we don't. It's like Fight Club. We don't talk about Fight Club. You can all formulate your own opinion.
Did you hear this?
Wait. I mean, you can't even talk about it. Now I'm irritated, but not for the same reasons Jesse is. What's next, Jesse?
Next, we've got manager Craig Counsell, who I think was the most irritated of the group last night. Counsell was talking after the game, and he was asked about, you know, Contreras kind of stands over the plate. Are you not going to pinch him inside because you keep plunking him? And he says, nope, we're going to keep on doing it.
He's been hit three times, and so he gets hit a lot. I think I think it's the nature of how you have to pitch him and what he covers. We're trying to go inside there, and we're kind of missing spots a little bit. He is on the plate, so there's a little less room for error in there, is what I'd say. But we're going to continue to pitch inside. We have to be able to do that.
Tausch, you translated what Brandon Woodruff said. Is there any translation on what Craig Counsell said there?
Yeah, get off the plate or you're going to get plunked. That's what that translation was. I also think we saw, was that the Braves-Mets game a couple weeks, like last week, where somebody lunged their arm in to get the hit by pitch so that they scored the game-winning run? It's as much as I am against replay, let's start putting, you get the lines out, and if your elbow or your arm goes into that zone, you're out. That gets guys off the plate. And you don't have to do these dumb unwritten rules to do it.
By the way, there was video circulating last night of a game at Wrigley last week where Contreras missed as he was putting his elbow out over the plate to try and get hit by a pitch. So he was guilty of doing
what you're talking about. Here's the deal. Get rid of those big elbow pads. That's the starting point. Get rid of them. You know what? Maybe these guys, Barry Bonds did it. He put that big old piece of armor on you. Get rid of it. I don't think guys want to get hit in the elbow if there's no elbow pads.
Not so funny to get hit on the funny bone without a big elbow pad, am I right? Could we do that? Your idea, not the elbow pad, I understand that would be a very easy thing. But your suggestion about, like, the line that would be, we've got the little box on the TV of whether things are a strike or not.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Well, I was saying it in jest because you know I hate replaying penalties.
I understand.
But if this becomes this big of a problem, and it seems like in the last week and a half we've had issues with it, I think the best way to do it, just get rid of all the padding. Bam. Solution right there.
Helmets.
No. Come on. Don't be. This is where things get off the rails when you start saying things that are complete lunacy instead of having common sense approaches to it. Now you've just completely befuddled and dumbfounded my original idea by your foolishness.
No. I made a joke and then you kept talking about it, which was not necessary. This is going to be a fun show. I look forward to it. Is there anything else that I didn't hear?
I don't have have audio of Wilson Contreras. First time in a long time. Did you hear this?
Boo!
Doesn't include hearing. Oh, don't you boo me. I work hard back here.
They'd like to tell us how hard you work.
Throw one up and in at you next time I have an opportunity. Wilson Contreras did speak a little bit after the game, and what he said is, quote, this was Wilson Contreras being asked about the pitch that Tepper threw behind Woodruff. Quote, that caught me off guard. I didn't know anything about it. I was just trying to calm him down because I know how it feels to be thrown at. We had a good conversation. BS, and I'm not saying Bally Sports. Wilson Contreras.
You're calling him a liar.
Yes.
You're calling him a liar.
Yeah, Fibometer
right
at a 5 on this one. Wilson Contreras knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah, of course he did. He said that. So, okay, so your biggest issue is, I really think your biggest issue of all this, since we're going to put a bow on this,
is
he hit a home run to beat your squad. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. Because if he strikes out, you don't give two rips that Woodruff got hit.
No, I have a problem that he was a jackwagon through the whole game, and then he hit a home run to beat my squad. It's a combination of both.
But if he didn't hit a home run, you wouldn't be talking about it. You wouldn't care.
I don't know if that's true.
It would have been like a Whoa Nelly topic at the end of the show.
We talked about the brawl they had at Wrigley last week, and the Brewers won that game 4-0. So I wouldn't say it only comes up.
But that's just me.
Well, we did.
Okay.
Check Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll make sure I check that out.
All right, Jesse. Do you feel any better than you did 45 minutes ago?
There's no way he could.
No, all I've done is be told that my opinion is invalid and that it's fine. And
baseball.
Wait, we didn't
nobody
say that.
Said you're, well, no, 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 no.
My feelings have not been validated,
Jesse,
gentlemen.
Nobody said your feelings are invalid. All I said was your reasoning for why you're so upset isn't because Contreras concocted some scheme to hit Woodruff. Your feelings are hurt because he hits a dong, fires his bat up in a fun way, does the whole thing, and beat your team. That's the only reason you're mad. That was what I said.
I do hate losing to the Cubs. At AmFam Field, with Cubs fans all making all kinds of noise. That's irritating.
When we first started this show some 4.5 years ago, I made a mistake. I said that it would be good for baseball and everything else if the Cubs would finally get over the hump. I'm taking that back. It would be great if the Cubs never won anything ever.
Thank you. Yes.
So I want to make sure I go back. I'm always trying to rectify if something happened poorly or we didn't do something correctly. I was wrong. The Cubs should never win anything. Period.
If we were correcting the Wilde and Tausch timeline, we never wanted the Cubs to win a World Series, and we never wanted the Vikings to win a Super Bowl.
Well, no, nobody rational ever thought the Vikings should win a Super Bowl. Let's just put that out there for sure. The argument that our former producer made on that was never made any sense. And now looking back at it, I have to give myself that same punishment. My argument makes no sense.
Yep.
So Tony and I were in the same boat. We both made dumb comments about rivals.
We're like
Tony's
Avengers.
Never came to fruition. Mine did, and I wish it hadn't. How's that?
We're like the Avengers, just going back, correcting the timeline, getting everything the way it should be. Well done.
Yeah, if you don't give an opinion very often, you don't have to do that sort of thing, which is kind of nice.